الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمر من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and not to deny us and deprive us of any of the blessings. At this point in time, we are in the middle of the greatest amount of blessings that ever could be sent down on the face of this earth. And that is the month of Ramadan, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is a month of mercy. And it is also a month of forgiveness. That's why in one place you must remember there's one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, on the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, who said that woe be to that person who experiences the month of Ramadan and still does not get forgiven. So it's a month of forgiveness, my respected friends and brothers. This also is a mercy of Allah ta'ala upon us and a blessing that we can have ourselves forgiven. Respected friends and brothers, we all are aware also that in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out what we can call the climax of the month, and that is the night of Qadr or the night of Laylatul Qadr, regarding which we find a lot of reference in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is a month in which we have revealed the Quran. So this is the month that Allah ta'ala chose for the revelation of the Quran. Let us understand, what is the Quran, my respected friends and brothers? The Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the speech of Allah ta'ala which out of His kindness He revealed it onto the earthly inhabitants. So the fact that we are getting to listen to it or practice on it or recite it or memorize it is a great, great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes the Quran with the same qualities that He describes Himself. Allah is Al-Azim. He describes the Quran as Quran Al-Azim. Allah is Al-Majid. He describes the Quran as Quran Al-Majid. So Allah is Al-Aziz. He describes the Quran as Kitab Al-Aziz. So there are lots of ways in which we can try and get some idea of the greatness of this book here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed on the face of this earth. Such a great book, my respected friends and brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't choose any other month, and Allah ta'ala didn't choose any other night, but the night of Laylatul Qadr, my respected friends and brothers. So this Qur'an Kareem that Allah ta'ala has revealed in Ramadan, in which night? Allah ta'ala says, we revealed it in the night of Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. One is Ramadan, the second thing, in a very blessed night. So, the month is blessed, but this night here is much, much more blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayat says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, that we have revealed it in the night of Qadr, in the night of power. We'll speak about that just now, my respected friends and brothers. So, the fact that Allah ta'ala chose this particular month and this particular night to be the night in which the revelation of the Quran commenced and came down shows that it is a very blessed night, a night of immense virtue which we cannot allow to pass by without us benefiting from it. Let us understand that the greatness of the Quran has been described so much, and the night that was chosen for this great Quran to be revealed was this particular night. And my respected friends and brothers, this book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it as a book that takes people out from min al-zulumat ila nur. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrij an-nasa min az-zulumati ila an-nur, that you may take people out via this book from darknesses, not one darkness, many, many darknesses in different ways. When a person is in darkness, basically we say he knows nothing of what's going on around him. So when a person knows nothing that's going on around him, we can imagine how much of danger he is exposed to. Whether this darkness is with regard to his aqidah, with regard to his belief, with regard to his actions, with regard to all his interaction and all other things that he is doing, if he doesn't know what he is doing, he is going to land in a hole, my respected friends and brothers, like the same person who is walking in the dark, he doesn't know there's a hole there. with a lot of scorpions and snakes in it, how much of danger will be for that person? So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually described this Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, also regarding this Quran, he says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ, that this book here, which was revealed in Ramadan, has got guidance for mankind, out of darkness into light. هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى, and proofs, lots of proofs in the Quran of guidance, which is an entire topic on its own, my respected friends and brothers. وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and the criterion, that means the ability for a person to differentiate between wrong and right, halal and haram, permissible and impermissible, pure and impure, and so forth. This Quran has given him that guidance. So, my respected friends and brothers, having understood very briefly and explained the greatness of this book that Allah Ta'ala chose to be revealed on this particular night, brings us to this, that this night, my respected friends and brothers, is not an ordinary night. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chose it to be the night, what is the history of this particular night? So when you speak of revelation, the commentators, they speak about two levels of revelation. The one they say is, al-nuzul min al-lawh al-mahfuz ila sama'i dunya, the revelation from the preserved tablet to the first sky. That is the one. The other one is from the first sky to the heart of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whichever revelation it is, my respected friends and brothers, the fact of the matter is Allah chose this night to be it. We find 1,453 years ago, this beautiful, noble human being whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to be the Nabi of Allah is sitting in the cave for days on end, meditating on the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, trying to get the closeness and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to get the recognition and everything that will bring him very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in this period that he finds the angel coming down with the revelation of the Quran. So if we are referring to the revelation from the sama'i dunya to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the face of this earth, then it happened on this night. So which means that the Quran was revealed on the night of Laylatul Qadr. And at that night, where was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was, in a way, we can say, making itikaf in the cave of Hira, looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness, my respected friends and brothers, searching for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dinul Islam in his form was not even revealed at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1,453 years, made this night so blessed and so powerful. He made it so virtuous and so meritorious that he decided that this is the night in which I am going to send the Quran down to the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we can say that was the night the lights went on. That was the night the lights went on. From that night onwards, for a period of 23 years, the Quran was continuously revealed in piecemeal, bit by bit, upon the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recited to those that were around him, transmitted by them to the next generation and to the next generation till it has reached us. And this light hasn't gone off, and this light will stay till the day of Qiyamah, my respected friends and brothers. لِيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. Allah says it is going to empower, it is going to overpower all other deens. So this light went on that time, my respected friends and brothers. And we find the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are being appreciated. The teachings of the Quran and Kareem are being appreciated by so many different people. All of that started on this particular night of the night of power, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran Kareem. Now, the thing is, what a night it must have been in terms of virtue and in terms of blessing and in terms of power, that Allah ta'ala himself calls it the night of power. Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, these are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refers to this night as Al-Qadr. So one of the translations of Al-Qadr means power. Another translation. And the fact that the Quran was revealed in this night shows what a great night it was. Don't forget that, my respected friends and brothers. So we do not let the night go by when it is coming and we just let it be another night. So we find, my respected friends and brothers, one is Al-Qadr, the night of power. It means power. We'll explain power just now. It also means honor. Qadr means honor. Qadr also means appreciation. Qadr has got so many different meanings. So if you apply all these particular, it means respect. If you apply all of these meanings to the night of power, they all fit very, very perfectly. So, if we look at the ahadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to the virtues of this night, we'll get some idea why there is so much of power. And how much of power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has himself in the favorite and the famous surah made mention of its power being increased to that of more than 1,000 nights. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. What a person can acquire in a normal one night, he will acquire more than thousands of nights of spirituality and closeness to Allah Ta'ala in this one night. Subhanallah. That's why one of the reasons for the revelation was that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very sad to see the short lifespan of his ummah. We know the hadith as narrated by Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that because of this sadness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted this light of the night of power to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. So now if we get that night every year, for example, can we imagine how much we will surpass the people of the past who had longer lifespans up to 700 and 800 years? Inshallah, we'll beat them. So this was to placate the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we do in one night, we get so much of spirituality. Made a battery, small little, that AA battery, 1.5 volts. Very small writing. You need strong glasses to read that in any case. 1.5 volts. Now somebody says this battery now has been charged up in such a way that it is now going to give you power of 1,000 volts. 1,000 volts. Small little battery like this. You can imagine how much of appreciation we'll have for that battery. So it's got so much of power. What I could do, just put it in a little torch. Now I can do so many more things with that one battery. So in the same way, my respected friends and brothers, on a normal night, what we were acquiring, inshallah, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, we are able to acquire so much, much more. It's a night, it is a night of honor. And whoever makes ibadat on that night will be honored by Allah Ta'ala. Qadr means honor. It's a night that Allah has got respect for. That's why He revealed the Quran in there. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in respect, and Allah will show respect to those who have shown appreciation to this great ni'mat of staying up on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Then we look at the ahadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in as far as the night itself is concerned. And the Quran also mentions, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. On this night, the malaika come down in such abundance that they don't ever come in any other night. And ruh could mean one of the very special angels, or Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, they also come down on this particular night. So there might be something very great about this night in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He sends down not droves, troops upon troops, armies upon armies of malaika to come and do what? To come and say ameen on our du'as. We make a dua and there are so many malaika saying ameen. Subhanallah. They come and they shake the hands of those people who are involved in ibadat on the night of power. What a great honor. Can there be a greater honor than that? To know that the angels have handed us their whatever part of their body or wings or hand they gave us, and they shook our hands, my respected friends and brothers. That is honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just that is something that increases the power of our spirituality and closeness to Allah ta'ala. It's not a night that we can miss out, my respected friends and brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes something very important happening in this night. And that is, Allah says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. On this night, all the ordainments, matters of ordainments are decreed. What is ordainments? Ordainments means all those matters relating to our life. Who's going to die? Those who are going to be born, written down. Calamities, those that are going to be given rizq, what rosy is going to be given on this particular, or to a person for the coming year. Yeah, the Quran is saying, on this night, it is all ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calamities. sicknesses, and whatever else, destiny, whatever we want to talk for this particular year. It is all decreed in the night of Qadr and not in the night of Laylatul Bara'ah. People used to think, and they still think sometimes, they still argue. A couple of good few years ago, I gave a bayan on Laylatul Bara'ah, and I mentioned this. And one brother, mashallah, I came the pamphlet. He said, Mawlana, I just want to point out to you are wrong. This pamphlet here says that it is Laylatul Bara'ah in which all these matters are decreed, the risk of a person, and the life and the death and all those things. It was in the masjid. So I took out a Quran. And I say, yeah, the Quran is saying like this and your pamphlet is saying like that. Now, what are we going to listen to? I have translated for him. In fact, it was Yusuf Ali's translation, I remember. And I translated a verse for him. I said, see, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, we have revealed this book in a very blessed night. And we are those who are the warners. Fiha yufraqu, in this night, Allah Ta'ala decrees all matters of ordainments. So he said, how come this pamphlet? I said, well, a lot of pamphlets came about, a lot of things were said in the past, but now is your chance to rectify your belief with regard to this night. Believe what the Quran is saying. It is here in the Quran, not in the pamphlet. So that's beside the point. So my respected friends and brothers, if you are in ibadat that night, my brothers, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, then all the barakah that comes down in that night, all the malaika that come down at fi min kulli amr, Allah says the malaika come down with all errands, the same errands Allah Ta'ala is talking about. Then decisions of goodness and wisdom and khair are all made for us, inshaAllah. So that's another reason why this particular night has been mentioned as a night of power. And it is so great according to the hadith that all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fall down in sajda. However the sajda is, the trees, when we make sajda, we know how we make sajda. How do the trees make sajda? That they are making zikr and they are making tasbih. In any case, the Quran says so. So all the creation of Allah Ta'ala also on this particular night, feeling the greatness and the spirituality and the ruhaniyat of this night, even they fall down in sajda, my respected friends and brothers. So why should we not fall down in sajda? Let this night not go past whenever it comes, my respected brothers. But one thing is that Allah Ta'ala has kept this night secret. And Allah Ta'ala did not let anybody know when this particular night is. And there's wisdom in there. So, all that the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that man qama laylatul qadri imanu wa ihtisaba, whoever stands up in ibadat on the night of laylatul qadr in the state of belief and in the state of expecting reward, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, his past sins will be forgiven. So the question comes about that why did Allah Ta'ala keep it as a secret? Why he didn't just tell us? So we can do what we do on other big nights also. Mess around whole time, then just come big night and then be gone again. Why Allah Ta'ala kept this night secret, my respected friends and brothers? So the beautiful example which you can give. Imagine there are five lakes. And it is told to us that in one of these lakes, there is a huge treasure, whatever we imagine a treasure to be, gold, silver, jewelry, precious stones and wealth and whatever. And whoever jumps in there, and he searches for it, he will get it. But he's got to every day jump into a different lake. And also in all the other lakes, including in the one, whichever one this particular treasure is, there are lots of other bits and pieces of treasure which are also very, very valuable. So while he's looking for the big treasure, he can take the small, small treasures with him also. It's his. So my respected friends and brothers, the fellow goes into this lake. And on the first lake he is looking, he finds a whole lot of diamonds and gold and whatever we regard to be very precious stuff. But he doesn't find the big treasure. Maybe on the second night also he doesn't find it. And maybe only on the last night he finds it. Or maybe only on the third night he finds it. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala wants us that while we are looking for this big treasure, to take along all the other treasures of making ibadat, all the other nights also we're making zikr, we're making tilawat, we're making dua. It's not going to waste. We are picking up treasures and Allah Ta'ala wants us to take those treasures with us. The second thing, my brothers, is, you know, a lot of times people say, well, Allah didn't let us know about it. The simple, straightforward answer is, Allah in His wisdom didn't tell us. That's the first answer. The second reason why Allah didn't tell us, for the same reason Allah didn't tell us when you're going to die. If Allah Ta'ala had to tell us, you person, oh, your expiry is on this day, this time, whatever it is, what are we going to do? We'll mess around and on the day we say, today I'm going to be dying. We'll get up nice, ghusl, make namaz, toba, everything, and then go and die nicely. No. So Allah Ta'ala kept that also a secret. So people are at all times in this worry and fikr of trying to gain the maximum and trying to come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the main reason is what I explained, that Allah Ta'ala does not just want us to take the treasure of that one night. Allah Ta'ala wants us to take as many other treasures on all the other nights, when even if he does not fall, still we are searching, still we are coming close, and we are making sijda, and we are making tilawat, and what aren't we gathering for ourselves, my respected friends and brothers. Then the other thing is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, this is, we hear the hadith, I just mentioned it now, that man qama laylat al-qadr imana wa ihtisaba, two things. You must have these two things. One is iman. So the person told us that, you know what, it's in one of these particular lakes, the treasure. If we don't believe him, we're not going to even jump in and say, hey, this guy, man, is forever talking, there's nothing. You'll never, like, you know, sometimes these competitions come out and that. People say, don't waste your time, you're not going to win anything. We don't believe. But we have to believe the person who's telling us this. So Allah is telling us in the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in the Quran, that, you know what, there is a great, great, great reward for you on this particular night. So we do it with iman, my respected friends and brothers. We don't do it ritualistically, that okay, now it's big night, maybe, I don't know, let me just go and try it. No, I know it is there, I'm going to get it. I believe Allah and I believe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe it is a big night. If it was not such a great night, Allah would not even have chosen to reveal the Quran in this particular night. So we do it with that belief. And the second thing is, ihtisab. So again, go back to the fellow who was looking for the treasure in the five lakes. How much of desire don't he have? And won't he have? He's got the shock and the special, I have to find it. So in the same way, you know, sometime back the people said that where the Titanic sunk, there's lots of gold coins there. People went and started looking for, and they found gold coins. So there are people who just search the seas looking for treasures of ships that have wrecked over the years. They got that shock. They want, they know what they're going to get. So in the same way, we have the same hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Allah, I know, and I know you're going to give it to me, and I want it, and I've got the desire, because this is what it's all about. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, that's how we do iman and ihtisab. And let us not be like that fellow who somebody told him, don't worry, not first night, not second night, in the third night. Big night, only 27th. And maybe it was on the first night, and we went to go look. We missed out the big treasure because it was there on the first night. We don't do that. We are up every, especially odd nights, looking for it, making dua, and not letting this treasure go past. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the month of Ramadan comes a great night. Whoever is deprived of that night is deprived of everything that is good. Allah ta'ala save us. We must not be from among the deprived people on that night, my respected friends and brothers. Lastly, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must we do on this night? He says, what you must do on this night, if you find it. So sometimes you might find it. You might feel that this is the night. But don't send messages to everybody else, please. Because then, you know, some people maybe are still looking for it, and then they will now just think it's just night. And maybe you found something what you thought was a great treasure, but it was just a nice piece of gold brick, which isn't a real treasure. So each one gets his own feeling, depending on his own spirituality and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whichever night it is, if we feel that this is the night, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say, Allahumma innaka afoon. Oh Allah, you are one who pardons. Tuhibbul afwa. You love pardoning and overlooking the sins of people. Fa'fu anni. So overlook my sins. That is the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. All other duas can also be made. Make tilawat, make nafil namaz, make tasbih, make astaghfirullah, make dhikrullah. Read durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sajda, make dua. Cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected friends and brothers, 5 nights to look for such a great treasure, which Allah ta'ala himself has called a very, very great and a very powerful night. My respected brothers, we can't let it go past. So the itikaf will start on Sunday night. Those who are in itikaf are there also for the same purpose. Itikaf is not a place to go and chill, you know. We're going to go 8, 10, this year I need to go chill, so I'm going to sit in a masjid. It's not a place to come and chill here. Itikaf is for those people who are sticking to the masjid, looking for Laylatul Qadr. It is not anything else that I got too much trouble at home. I need to go. And I had a bad year in the business. I need to go and chill. Itikaf is a night. It is a place where we go and we connect and we get. Itikaf means to stick. We are going to hold on to the ghilaf of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether we are in itikaf or whether we are at home, let us resolve from now that this next night, the few nights will be coming on from Sunday night onwards, especially on the odd nights, we are going to make every effort to try and get this great treasure which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about.